have Tom Woods. Tom Woods is a great friend of mine. He has been helping people to understand what liberty is all about for quite some time. He's a prolific author. I always botch that word, so I had to say it slow. He's a prolific author. He's got a really one heck of a podcast. And, you know, a lot of his career has been about educating people. Recently, he shifted with this School of Life program, and he's helping people to create prosperity, helping people to realize their true power, helping to connect people, and really putting this whole idea of free market economics into practice. And today, he's going to share with us about the magic and power of entrepreneurship. Mr. Woods, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. Can I share my screen?
Yeah, you should be able to click the present button there.
Yep, I'm all ready to go. So...
And then you'll go full screen, so we won't be able to see you, but you'll just see your screen. But as you
right, and I won't be able to see you or me, but that's okay. I'll put the screen on in just a second. First, I want to say hello to everybody and extend my apologies for not being there in person. But this is because John and I coordinate very badly. We're both having a conference on the same set of days, so yeah. I have an event going on in Orlando starting just a few hours from now. But yet here I am. At the service of my good friend and hardworking activist, John Bush, who has not aged since the Ron Paul presidential campaign when he looked about 14. But he's still, you know, whereas the rest of us, the burden of doing this has really taken a toll on us, but not old
it's
John.
It's the kratom.
So whatever he recommends, you do it. All right. What I'm going to do in a minute is share my screen. Just to run through a few slides, and the purpose of the slides is more, to be perfectly honest, more for me than for you, to make sure, given the limited time I have, that I don't go off on a 15-minute tangent. It will keep me disciplined and structured. But I'm actually taking the slides from a presentation I made to an entrepreneurship class my 17-year-old daughter is taking. And they said, well, your dad's an entrepreneur. Why doesn't he come speak? I thought, oh, they have no idea what they're in for. But I actually gave them a really, really nice presentation. And the point of it, yes, it's true. There's detail in it. If you follow the structure that I'm describing, you can start a business on this basis, no problem. But the real point I wanted to make was that any of you in the audience can do this. And sometimes our problem is a mindset problem. It's that we think of ourselves as consumers, right? Other people produce things and I just consume them. But we got to break out of that, because those other people who consume things, they don't come from another planet. They're not from a different species than you are. They're exactly the same as you. They've just had one more insight than you have, which is that they also have something to offer to the world. So I made this presentation, and then I visited a bunch of her friends, and they all basically thought I was the coolest dad of the whole bunch. So I don't know if you guys are going to have the same experience, but I'm going to share the portion of those slides that is relevant to our conversation here. So I want to talk today about the simple path to build some kind of an online business. Now, not a business that requires 100 employees or a lot of headaches or anything like that. The kind of business that you could start running in your spare time. And, you know, the more time you devote to it, the better it'll do. But it's not like opening a retail store and you have to be there 12 hours a day. That's the beauty of the technology we have. Now, we have to struggle a lot with technology these days. We have to struggle with being canceled and being censored and suppressed. And we have to think about algorithms, which is a word we hadn't even used since elementary school. And now we have to worry about a Facebook algorithm and all that. But we have, nevertheless, more opportunity than ever. I'm very happy to be alive at this particular moment in history, despite the challenges we face, because we also have tremendous opportunities. Gosh, I sound like a politician. We face many challenges, but we have lots of opportunities. All right. Well, it's true, though. It's true. So what I want to do is show you, in effect, how you can, if I may borrow the book title of a friend of mine, just released a brand new book, my friend Matt McWilliams, who is a libertarian, as it turns out, wrote a book that just came out called Turn Your Passions into Profits. And I love that title, because wouldn't we all like to do that? Now, it's true. Not every single interest you might possibly have can generate profits for you. And you're going to have to come to terms with that. And secondly, it's quite possible that something that bores you to death could nevertheless make you a lot of money, at which point I bet it will stop boring you to death. if it does start bringing in money, I bet you'd be darn excited about it. So it's not always true that we, quote, follow our dreams and we just pursue that thing that we're most passionate about. But in a lot of cases, you can do that. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how you can determine whether a particular niche you might want to enter, which could be anything, anything from golf to parenting to home education to gardening, nutrition, diet, exercise, fitness, spirituality. I mean, it just goes on and on, whether or not a particular niche is a good one for you to enter. Now, if you like doing promoting something that you like and believe in, just because you like and believe in it, well, that's great. I mean, by all means, go do that. But that's a hobby. Right now, I want to talk about what it means to actually have an online business. And I think it's more and more clear to us these days, the urgency of this. I mean, obviously, 2020 makes it extremely clear, because at a moment's notice, at the drop of a hat, they can shut you down if you have a physical business, and they can turn the local population against you. It's unbelievable how they poisoned people's minds against people engaging in commercial activity. Crazy. But if you worked in front of a screen, you didn't have that problem. And so as some kind of an insurance measure, at the very least, we at least want to have the knowledge as to how we would do this. So I'm going to run you through it. Here we go. And you're going to say, Woods, it can't you only have 24 minutes left. How can you possibly do it? Just you watch, my friend. Just you watch. Now I'm going to share my screen. Because I am going to, let's see, screen sharing, share screen. I want a particular tab. Actually, you know what? No, I want the entire screen, doggone it. Let's see. Is it going to let me do that? Yes, because I'm going to take my slides and make a slideshow out of them. All right, John, I assume you guys can see this. So if I don't hear you, I'm going to assume everything's okay. No news is good news.
Tom, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can hear me. Everything is not okay. Rebecca C., do we have his slides as a little thingy down there on StreamYard? We do not? We're checking. We have. Yeah, there we are. All right, Mr. Tom Woods.
Okay, let me go back to the slideshow format then.
Thanks, okay. Tom. You're doing a great job. We love you. Give it up for Tom Woods, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want people to see what a mess my desktop is. The icons and crap everywhere. I have to organize. Anyway, I think given the time that we're constraints, I won't give you my story of how I became an entrepreneur. But instead, I'm going to go into the simple business. Here's the simple business. And you think there's more to it than that? There isn't. Build an email list and send offers to it. And I have a ton of friends who do that for a living. I have a friend who his entire business, and he is almost at seven figures a year, consists of sending one email per day. He sends an email, and that's his business. Now, obviously, he didn't start his business that way. And obviously, he spent a long, long time getting to that point. But when you do get to that point, oh, it's very, very satisfying. So in effect, what we're simply doing is adapting to the online world a formula that actually a lot of people had used offline. It's just that it's a million times easier to do online. So in effect, what I do, let's take, for example, because I have two different email lists. Let's take my libertarian email list. I have an email list that kind of revolves around my podcast, The Tom Woods Show. And so on that email list, I talk about current events. I talk about economics. I talk about history, all these sorts of topics. But I have to make a living, so I don't just send out an email about these little topics. I have a little pitch at the end for something, some kind of thing that generally has something to do with what I've just talked about. So for instance, I might promote a program that John Bush is putting out. John Bush is really, really knowledgeable about Bitcoin, for example. Well, if Bitcoin's in the news and I write a newsletter issue about Bitcoin, that's a natural segue into, oh, by the way, if you want to know more about this, go over to see John Bush and he'll tell you all about it. And then here's the awful secret. John and I split the loot. And that's how I make my living. And I do it with an email list. So we're going to go through how you do this, but to build an email list, you can't just take the email addresses of all your friends and your neighbors and people who emailed you once because they're the customer service person at JCPenney. You can't just put all those email addresses on a list, because then you will get spam complaints and you will be fined and and hounded and punished, and serves you right, because that's not how you build an email list. The way you build an email list is as follows. First of all, an email list of the kind we're talking about, and by the way, don't be prejudiced against me because I have MailChimp on the screen. I'll get to that in a minute. The kind of email list we're talking about is a list of people who have voluntarily indicated their eagerness to hear from you through email. So they have to have done something to indicate that they've given you permission to email them. Otherwise, you can't, because that's considered spam and it's against the law. So an email list then is something you have to create by making it appealing for people to get on your email list. Now, most people get a lot of email already, and they would rather slit their throats than get more email. They would. They don't want to be on your email list. So you have to figure out a way to break down that resistance. And I'll tell you something. John and I are good at breaking down people's resistance, right? After a while, they're begging to be on our email lists. So we'll get into in a minute how we do that. But when you have an email list, you are not going to use whatever email platform you normally use to email your grandmother. You use a service called an autoresponder. MailChimp is an example, and I'm on MailChimp only because it's very hard to switch from one platform to another. I would love to get off MailChimp because it's not really completely dedicated to free speech. It's just hard to make the transition. I have a friend named Ben Settle who created his own free speech email autoresponder service called Berserker Mail. I think it might be a little bit more expensive, and it's really dedicated to marketers, but he did it with no censorship in mind. I also use a service called AWeber to send emails, but the point is your autoresponder service automates this whole process. So somebody joins your email list, you don't have to each time somebody joins, go in and manually add the person to the list. Or then if they want to leave the list, you have to go in and take them off. The autoresponder does all that for you. And then when you're set to send an email, you don't send it the way you'd send it to your grandmother. You go into AWeber, you type out the email there, and it sends it automatically to all the people who are still subscribed to your list. And if you use something like AWeber, you get it's fairly inexpensive. They might even have a free month, or I forget what their deal is, but they have a pretty good. It's not terribly expensive. It depends in part on how many subscribers you have. So if you have only 50 subscribers, you're not going to be paying $1,000 a month. So as your business grows, the email expense grows along with it. So you're not paying, what some giant corporation is paying when you're just getting started. But again, if I say to people, I'm going to send you a free newsletter, nobody subscribes to that. It's a free newsletter and they don't want it. So you have to offer them something else free to get them to accept your free newsletter. Unbelievable how people are, isn't it? So we use something called a lead magnet. And that's a nice image, and the use of the word magnet, because like a magnet, the lead magnet draws people to you. It draws people to your email list and makes them want to sign up. So I'll give you a great example, because I am in a couple of different niches. I mean, I'm in homeschooling, so I would have people who are interested in that coming to me. But I'm also into libertarianism, which is a hard niche to be in. It's very hard to monetize that. I'm also in internet marketing, where I teach people how to build and run online businesses. So I create so-called lead magnets in all these various areas that will be appealing to people who are interested in these sorts of things. So maybe they have a problem. My lead magnet will solve it. So suppose you're in the golf niche and you're just so frustrated with your swing. But I've got three outstanding tips that will get you a better golf swing by, 3 weeks from now. You're dying to get that, but you got to subscribe to my email list to get it, and you get it as a free gift. And then, of course, with one click, you can always unsubscribe from the list. That's what a lead magnet is. It's something it's irresistible, like a magnet. So during COVID, for example, I wrote an ebook called Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About the Lockdown. Well, a lot of people wanted that because they wanted to tell their friends where they could go stick it after, they saw all their friends pathetically supporting the lockdowns. So that did very well. Then I continued to write a lot about COVID, and I was particularly keen on sending people on my email list charts that showed that what they were telling us was the opposite of the truth. And so I put a lot of those charts together, charts that just sear themselves into your brain. so you can never forget them. And I called it COVID Charts CNN Forgot. Now, I like that. It's not like libertarian COVID charts, whatever that would mean. But if you hear COVID charts CNN Forgot, you know what I'm talking about. These are things that you're not going to see on television. And that did really well. People are dying for honest, reliable information about COVID and lockdowns and all that stuff and masks and all that. And I gave it to them. But when it comes to people, let's say, who are interested in online business, well, I have a little 30-minute crash course that I give away for free in how to build a simple business. And so people sign up for that, and then they're on the list. Now, then the issue is, once they've gotten your lead magnet, how do you keep them on the list? I'm gonna get to that in a minute. But in terms of promoting your lead magnet, well, I use TikTok only because I was talking to a group of very young people. I have never gone to TikTok. The thought has never even crossed my mind. I just wanted them to see platforms that they're familiar with so they could understand this is something they can do. They create the lead magnet, and then they use various ways to promote it. Sometimes you can do a swap with a friend where I would never, ever sell or rent my email list. I mean, I would die before I would let that list leave my hands. But I would say, look, if you send a note to your people about my lead magnet, I'll send a note to my people about your lead magnet. So the ways you can promote a lead magnet are endless, and you can do it in ways that are free. Like you could have a podcast, and on the podcast you mention how to get the lead magnet. You could make a video about your lead magnet. You could take out ads and place them in places where people who are interested in your lead magnet might find them. There are all kinds of ways of doing it. So now, how do we actually make money from an email list? Well, the first way is actually by far the most difficult. The first way is to sell your own products. And the reason this is by far the most difficult is that I would say 99.9% of mankind does not have their own products. If they did, they'd probably already have a business. So let's say that is one that we'll come back to when you've had a little bit more experience. I will say that I, on my email list, I do promote my own products. Like, I have a membership site where I and other PhDs, I'm not really proud of that anymore after I've seen how PhDs have destroyed the world, but other people I trust, we teach history, we teach economics, we teach the sorts of things you either didn't get or they were distorted. I call it educational malpractice is what a lot of us suffered. So I have a website that's been going for 10 years where we have courses that you can listen to and consume on the go. You don't have to be there at 3 p.m. You can, anytime you want, they're available to you. Just, learning what we should have learned the first time or what they kept from you. And that's done really well. So to my email list, I'll promote that. John mentioned my School of Life program. Well, this is a program where I don't teach libertarianism at all. I teach the sorts of things that are keeping libertarians up at night, which is, how do I deal with rising prices? How do I educate my kids in a world that can't stand the sight of me? How do I relocate out of a place that's suffocating me when I don't have the money? I don't think I have the money to relocate. What do I do then? What do I do with my money? I even had John Bush on talk about homesteading. I've done sessions with these people on how to be the best version of yourself. So how to give an effective speech, how to be a better writer, how to overcome self-sabotage, how to make small talk so you feel comfortable in a room full of strangers. All these sorts of things have nothing to do with libertarian theory, but they have everything to do with making practical changes to your life in the here and now. So I promote that product to my list. So I sell my own products, but it doesn't matter if you don't have your own products because you can promote other people's things. Now, you have surely heard that Amazon, for example, I'm not saying you have to love Amazon. I'm using it as an example. Amazon has a program called Amazon Associates. And through that program, you sign up and all the 8 gazillion products they have on Amazon, every single one of them has a special link just for you. So if you want to promote some book, they have a special link for you to promote that book. If you want to promote a big television, you can do that. They'll give you a special link. So if somebody clicks and buys that thing, Amazon will know that they clicked it through your link and you get a little dough. Not very much, because physical products, you don't have a big profit margin. So not very much, but you know, it's something. And the way the Amazon program works is, suppose on my blog, I said, hey, I have this great new TV and here's what it is. And I link to Amazon. Suppose somebody clicks through, they don't even buy that TV. They buy a video game. I still get affiliate credit for that. I get credit for anything that goes into that person's shopping cart in the first 24 hours after clicking my link. So that is what affiliate marketing is, that you promote other people's things. And for the service of promoting it, you get a little dough. Now, I don't recommend trying to retire on the money you would make promoting products through Amazon. There are other ways to find them. So I put them on the screen here for you. Where do I find offers in my niche that are good quality, that I wouldn't be embarrassed to promote to the people on my mailing list? Because once you have them on the list, the way you make money is either by selling them something that you created or selling them something somebody else created. It's something that solves their problems. Okay, they got on your list in the first place because they had a problem and they saw you as somebody who could help them solve it. So if you're into dog training, well, maybe they have a dog who just won't behave and you gave them a lead magnet that helps them with one little problem. Well, now over the course of however long they're on your list, you're going to give them other solutions. You're going to help them with other things. So where do you find these offers? I have on the screen a few examples of places where you can look. And you go to these places and you'll see the offers are organized according to category. So again, anything from sometimes travel can be a niche, relationships, health, nutrition, whatever it is that you're interested in, there are a lot of offers out there. And you go to ClickBank or Flex Offers or Share a Sale, and they, once you sign up, they will have a special link for you for these various offers. And so then you, in your email list, you say you have some email and the culmination of the email is the offer. And when people click on it, you make a commission. Now, the nice thing about some of the things on ClickBank and Flex Offers and Share a Sale is that they're digital. So if I sell, let's say somebody buys a TV through me from Amazon, well, you know, I make 4% which is not nothing. If the TV costs $500, that's $20. That's not too bad. But a TV takes time and labor and materials to create. Whereas if I'm promoting a video course, yeah, that took time to create. But once it's created, sending somebody an extra copy of it costs zero. I just send somebody else the link to access it. Costs zero. So that means somebody who makes a video course can pay me much, much higher commissions. So you can wind up making 50% commissions, 75%, or even in some cases, if the person is just trying to build their email list, they'll give you 100% commissions. Every once in a while, I get that. So I go to ClickBank, Flex Offers, Share a Sale. For example, I use, for my web hosting, I use a company called WP Engine. They are lightning fast, and they can deal with websites like mine that get heavy, heavy traffic. That's what I need. I used to use other companies, but now that I've built up sites that are getting so much traffic, I needed to kind of graduate up to the next level. So I use WP Engine. WP Engine runs its affiliate program through Share a Sale. So I have an account at Share a Sale. I say, I'd like to promote WP Engine. They give me a special link. And when somebody clicks on that link and buys hosting through Share a Sale, I get $200 every time that happens. Now that's pretty darn good, right? Now you all know what an extreme couponer is, I assume, right? They used to have a TV show. They might still have it, a TV show showing people who do this. Where the normal person clips a coupon or like two or three, brings them to the grocery store, cashes them in. But the extreme couponer doesn't just randomly have a few. The extreme couponer makes a system out of it, you know, and goes there and shows up and gets all their groceries for free, right? Well, that's kind of what an affiliate marketer is because, yeah, you know, if you know your friend needs web hosting, you could send your friend the Share a Sale WP Engine link and make a commission. But the affiliate marketer takes that and makes it into a system the same way the extreme couponer does. So, you know, maybe you make videos about showing people how to start a website or what are the first steps you need to take when you're getting your hosting. And at the end of that video, you have a link to your affiliate link for WP Engine. And so people go to the video because you're giving them valuable information. And then when they go to sign up, they're going to use your link. So now you're not just earning an occasional affiliate commission because your friend wants web hosting. You've got a system now. So instead of earning $200 once, you can earn it again and again and again. Now, I've got 5 minutes left, and I am going to show you in the 5 minutes how you get people to open the emails, because nobody wants to. If you have a subject line that says, this new software is a game changer, or this product is 50% off, or don't miss this, no one's going to read them because boring. Your emails need to be infotainment. Now, if you're on John Bush's email list, you know what I'm talking about. You know, John has some altercation at the side of the road, you know, with somebody. He writes about it in his email. And you want to know what's going on with old John Bush. Okay. You write to you do it the opposite of how everybody else is doing it, which, by the way, is such great advice for life in general, isn't it? So often doing things the opposite turns out to be the right way. You know, not getting the shot, for example. You know, that's the opposite of the way a lot of people were leading their lives, right? So likewise, when it comes to business and email, I am on a lot of marketers' lists, and they send just atrocious email. I mean, really, if I weren't a libertarian, I would think they should be in prison for how bad these emails are. Boring. They're all just nothing but pitches. No. The way I do it, I learned from Ben Settle, and it's very similar to AM radio. You're listening to a talk radio show, and there's a, you know, maybe the host is just talking, or the host is talking to a guest, and that goes on for 20 minutes or 25 minutes or something. And then for 5 minutes, they have ads. So they give you something that you like, and then they pitch you something. Now, if you don't want the thing they're pitching, don't buy it. But that's how they make a living. Then my emails are the same way. I have interesting subject lines that I always deliver on. They're not clickbait. I always deliver on those subject lines. But my emails are either they're a story or they're commentary on current events or there's some kind of edgy opinion or whatever it is. And people get accustomed to opening them. Now, at the beginning, the thing that's going to get people to open your emails is a really compelling subject line. But once they realize that you consistently send engaging, interesting emails, the from line will be the thing that gets them to open. They'll see that it's from you. They'll want to open it. So I'm going to give you examples of how I do this. And if you want to see how I do this, you can hop on my mailing list. You can, let's see, what would be the easiest way? Well, you can get my Charts They Forgot ebook, which is fun. If you go to chartstheyforgot.com, you can get on my libertarian list. And if you go to paths2income.com, you can get on my internet marketing list. You can see how I do this. So either one or both of those, chartstheyforgot.com and then paths2income.com. Anyway, I'll give you quick examples. Bruce Willis keeps following me around. What could that mean? Everybody else promoting this particular product was saying, this product is so awesome. Okay, boring. Bruce Willis keeps following me around. What was that? I was in New York City. Bruce Willis comes into the restaurant where I'm having dinner. I thought, what? And then I realized, I know why he's here. I'm seeing Jethro Tull in concert next to this restaurant, and I know he loves progressive rock. I bet he's going to be at the concert. Well, not only was he at the concert, he was in the row right in front of me. And he was standing in the aisle and he was leading us in the cheers. It was absolutely bizarre. So being an internet marketer, I thought that's an email. And I ended up winning the sales contest. I sold more than anybody else of this one info product. It was an info product on marketing. I sold more than anybody. And my email was, so this subject line told the story about Bruce Willis. And I said, look, I'm not asking you to rescue hostages from Nakatomi Towers, which is what Bruce Willis does in Die Hard. I said, I'm just asking you to read this one little ebook that's going to teach you one little micro thing that will get you started and will help you earn your first dollar online. That was my transition. That was how I transitioned into the pitch. I see dead people handing me things to sell. Where does I see dead people come from? The Sixth Sense, another Bruce Willis thing. I'm not obsessed with Bruce Willis. Well, this was a product about how you take public domain books that are no longer under copyright and republish them and keep the dough. And how do you do that? How do you find them? How do you do it? So I had an information product teaching how to do that. Well, dead people in this case are the dead authors, and the things they're handing me to sell are their public domain books. Well, just to stay on schedule, I'll finish with this last one. Now, come on. Are you telling me you're not going to open that? You're telling me you're not going to open that? Be serious. Now that my clothes are back on, here's the good news. Here's the thing. I was at the dermatologist, and at age 50, I'm at this age where I have to have a full body examination, unclothed. And as this is going on, I'm not thinking to myself, boy, this is humiliating. What am I thinking? That's an email. because I told him about this humiliating thing that happened. And I say, look, I have two pieces of good news. First piece of good news is I don't have skin cancer because I stripped naked for the dermatologist and they found out I don't have it. But the second bit of good news is I got a coupon code for you for such and such product. And so the emails write themselves when you see how people do them. And that's my business. That's my business. It's almost criminal how well a business like this does. If people had any idea how successful you can be building a list, sending offers to that list, writing emails people enjoy, recommending things that will help them, they would drop everything and do it. Well, I believe my time is up, so I will depart now and say thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for having the presence of mind to come to something as important as this and support our good friend, John Bush.
Thank you.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4, co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.